Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. Built to Grow fitness business podcast, right? Isn't that what it's called? We called it. We changed the title a while back just to hit those algorithms a little bit tighter.
The math.
Anyways, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing?
Good, good. Hey, guys, want to let you know, open enrollment for Iron Circle. That's our highest level mastermind. We opened it up at the Grow Summit, ironcircle.net for more information. And we'd love to chat with you if you're doing 30K a month or more. That's the qualifications to be accepted. But if that's you, we'd love to chat with you. Go check out ironcircle.net.
Yeah, that's an exciting one. That's for gym owners. You know, typically your gym's doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a lot of it figured out. A lot of the systems are cranking, but now you're wondering what else is next.
Yes.
You know, what is the gym going to do for me and my, you know, my family, the legacy, the lifestyle, that type of thing? That's an exciting conversation, but it's different. You know, it's a different conversation. So for those gyms that do qualify, we're excited to have you there.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I love the coaching clients, but I love the Iron Circle the most.
I think it's the level of conversation. It challenges us.
And it's fun.
It's open. It's different.
It's fun. We do some cool stuff. God. By the way, we're heading to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for our next Iron Circle experience. Just kind of let you know what those are all about. We kind of rent this giant house, this one's going to be, it's like a giant condo on the beach. Mm-hmm. We got balconies looking out at the ocean and stuff. And we bring some speakers in, we bring a chef in, and we just grow over the, you know, couple days that we're together. I'm thinking jet skis on this one. We did snowmobiles on the last one. Maybe some deep sea fishing. I'm a deep sea fishing guy. I love the catch. I don't know what's down there. And like, you just mysterious.
Yeah.
Like when when you go fishing in like a lake, you know what you're going to catch.
Pretty much.
In the ocean, you have no idea. You could be going for like mahi-mahi dolphin and like a freaking tuna jumps on that thing. You're like, oh my God. Or a red snapper or something crazy, right? So
we catch a sculpin.
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 All kind of octopus. I've seen an octopus pulled up. Yeah, all kinds of crazy stuff. So that's why I like deep sea fishing the most. You have no idea what's there. It could be a damn shark on that dam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll figure out how to do some deep sea fishing maybe the day before or something.
There you
something
go.
Cool. All right. So this episode, guys, is all about your gym, and it has to be more than just a place to work out. So at the Grow Summit, we did the 19 pitfalls of gym ownership. These are the things that are coming up most common, the most of the issues that can be fixed in the gyms, and you know, being just a place to work out was the first one I actually spoke about. So what do I mean by that? Well, at the end of the day, if you think about what you offer to the end consumer, your client, your personal training client, they're not interested in the workout. They're interested in the result.
Correct.
And so if we were selling workouts, well, I mean, honestly, that's a transactional relationship. They can go online into YouTube. Workouts are free. There's programs out there that people can just get for free off, you know, online. You can, you know, whatever you want to do. So that's the minimum expectations, that you're going to have great workouts. And so if you're leaning your whole business up and propping it up on your programming and your workouts, I think you're at risk.
And that's a good point. And like, to really drive that home, unfortunately, that is exactly where a lot of gym owners put their time and attention and focus when they come to the idea of like growing, or what am I going to do to be different? It's the next certification. It's, you know, another piece of equipment. It's things like that that they feel are going to drive the needle of the business. And as we've seen time and time again, it's probably one of the smallest driving factors.
Absolutely. And so like, you may every so often get a client asking about the workouts, mm-hmm. But that's going to be few and far between, and it's really not going to be the decision that they make, they're joining or not joining. It's not because of the workouts. Let's be really freaking honest. It's
unless you did a workout and somebody screwed it up, right? That's the only way around it.
Oh, a new client. A new client,
trial or something. Yeah, exactly. Something wild. But other than that, I completely agree.
So I use an analogy that, like, hotels. Hotels, there's a million hotels out in the world that you can go, you know, stay a night at, right? And there's some hotels that are just a hotel, place to sleep. Think of Motel 6 or mm-hmm. Best Western and things like that. You're going to go get a night's sleep. You just, by default, you have to stay there. Then there's these other hotels out there like the W Hotel or the Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, Waldorf Astoria. Like, these are the big names in the hotel industry, and they provide much, much more than a place to sleep. They have, you know, beautiful entrances and beautiful rooms and beautiful restaurants, and they have great concierges, and they know you, they have a great CRM that they can, yeah. They have all your data, where you ate last time. Do you like your pillow soft or firm? Like, what, you know, do you like this style of room better than
profile.
This style? Profile.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why they can charge so much. It's because people want the experience. And really the point, going back to the gym, is your gym should be an experience and not just a place to work out.
You can see it even in first class versus coach, right? The result, you're getting to your destination.
Correct.
But the experience along the way, you know,
way different.
You're called by first, you're called by name, mm-hmm. you know, half the time, or, you know, the majority of the time. You're the things that come along with the trip as part of the experience, your drinks, maybe a meal, all of those things included. It's the expectation, right? It's we're going to over deliver to mm-hmm. this portion. Even though everybody's getting the same place.
Correct.
The experience is that much more profound.
Yep. You board first. Yep. The seats are more comfortable. You get free bags. Like, all this stuff that goes with it.
Do you know when they close the damn drape, like, emotionally, what it does for both parties there?
It's amazing.
Right? Yeah, because you're in the, you know, we're that side of it, right? But yeah. How many times have we been behind the curtain and you're just like, damn it, I want to use that bathroom.
There's a great comedian, Brian Regan, that has a skit about first class, and he's talking about him being in coach. Yeah. And he's like, I walk onto the plane, you know, they call us peasants. And like, you walk past the first class people, and they got their computers open and the drink, and they look up at you and like, I'm making money right now. Get in the back, snap the thing shut. I don't want to see their faces back there. But it's a status thing.
It goes back to what we do in our gyms. That one, I'm glad you said that, right? Like, we've talked about over and over to this point, the experience, the exclusivity, the VIP yes. feel. The whole reason that we, you know, have the rewards program and things like that.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group, and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
That line in the sand that's drawn, it motivates and it drives us to some yes. degree. Right? Yes. And so that eliteness, that exclusivity, that feeling of being VIP
is
part of that experience.
Because that's part of your marketing. It's part of your marketing. And so if you can develop a place, I mean, let's just say you've got a great gym, but if you can get it to the point where people are, when they say, hey, I belong to XYZ Fitness, people get this immediate idea of what that means. Oh, man, that
place is
nice.
Or you get to a place
nice.
Of capacity, like our buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
Right? You can build a wait list for people that want to be a member at your facility.
Yeah,
that's simply because of, I mean, like, people, they're raving about that experience. You know what I mean?
Guess what all of that is? It's not the workout.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the point. All of that other stuff is the reason people are joining, not the workout.
Yeah, why would you put your name on a wait list when you know that if it was just the workout, you can get that 100 other gyms?
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. So stop putting so much weight on the workout, the program, but more weight on the experience, the culture, the design, the feel, the you know, that first class service that you can. You can all do this. You can all bring this first class feel to your gyms. Anytime you want, you could just put some things into place, have that front desk concierge call people by name, reach out, have a CRM that has the profiles of your clients on there. The Ford method we've spoken about, family, occupation, recreation, and dreams and desires.
Boom.
So the F for family, like they have daughters. Great. Now you can speak to that, right? Mm-hmm. Occupation, they're a dentist. You can speak to that.
Recreation.
They like, deep sea fishing. Talk about deep sea fishing. Dreams and desires. They want to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. We'll talk about that.
You know, and people get uncomfortable because they're like, oh, I don't know anything about deep sea fishing. Well, you don't need to know anything about deep sea fishing. All you need to know is that the person that you're talking to likes deep sea fishing, because the whole point is to get them to talk.
Yeah. Ask them questions.
Ask them a question about deep sea fishing and let them just do all the talking.
So Mrs. Johnson, I understand you like deep sea fishing. Tell me about that.
Tell me what's your favorite part about deep sea fishing?
Yeah.
What is it about deep sea fishing that
And then you
love?
Could say, oh yeah, my brother caught a marlin once. It was like the coolest thing. And they hung it on the wall and like, oh, and then all of a sudden that relationship is there. And guess what? That isn't. That's not the workout.
And you know what it is? It's genuine. It's going to both that employee and that customer or client, or both of them are getting something out of that, right?
Sure.
That employee is also developing a better understanding or a better relationship. So they're going to remember that person's name now because of the stories that they shared, because of the connections that they made. That's a relationship, right? This is what we're trying to formulate in our gyms. We talk about the community feeling and the culture within your gym.
Culture.
If you want these types, if you want to have a community in your gym, if you want culture in your gym, you have to force it. It doesn't happen unless you're doing it. It doesn't happen the way you want unless you do it.
That's very true.
Because it's going to happen, right?
Remember that episode we talked about firing the client?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you let it happen on its own, that's the downside of it.
Yes, you succumb to what the average of those people are going to force, you know, within that group.
And, yeah, yeah.
And that can be dangerous, right? Like, you run a business that we talk about our brand promise and our core values. Like, what is it that you bring to the marketplace more than the workout?
More than the workout. It's not, you know, if you're just a place to work out, this is your wake-up call. They can go to any old gym in town or YouTube or in a park or in, you know, or at home and get a workout. Getting sweaty is the workout. Like, mm-hmm. that should be a given. That's like the minimum expectation. All the stuff that's going to help you excel and beat your competitors are on top of that. It's the experience. Look, we're doing a full-blown redesign here. We decided, I'll tell you the story about the project later, but we decided we're staying here. We're rebranding, redesigning the whole interior. This place is going to look like a totally different gym. Yeah. Brand new equipment, lots of stuff, and our clients are going to eat it up. Now, some of them aren't going to like change, of course, even though it's much better than what we had before, but we're just going to have to, you know, ease them into it, and they're going to love it. And then all of a sudden, guess what? It elevates your brand one more notch on the ladder. You can beat your competition again, and, you know, all things are great.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes back to the previous episode we did on, you know, solutions focused, right? You know, you could sit around and say, oh, I'm never going to make a change because there's a couple people in the business that just don't want it to, they want it this way forever type of thing.
Yeah.
And if you let that noise, you know, be the truth that you bought into, nothing would change. But you've got a lot of opportunity in front of you. You've got a much bigger opportunity with creating some of that change. And unfortunately, a few of those people will make a decision based on what they're presented with. Chances are they're not going to go anywhere, right?
Chances are, right.
Because we'll beat it with the experience.
We'll over deliver on it. So think about this as a whole. Think about your business as a whole. If you're just that gym that has great workouts and you're propping your whole business on that, it's time to refocus, elevate the other sides of the business, and you know you can beat your competition, period, mm-hmm. period. Your competitors are stuck in the workouts. And if you're up against a gym that's got great experience, like honestly, there's a gym up the street here called The Village.
That was the first one that came to mind earlier.
And their tagline is, things are better at The Village. That's their tagline. The Village. Things are better at The Village.
It's Scottsdale, the most livable city.
Yeah. It's things are better. It's, again, it's not the workout that they're talking about. And honestly, it's a multi bazillion-dollar company. Mm-hmm. They have multiple in town. And if you go in there, the workout space is smaller than our space, but the place is 85,000 square feet.
Well, I mean, I've walked into them a couple times. I've never trained at them or anything like that, but it's a social club. Right. It is not like if when somebody talks about the village there, that's an ego or a posture. It's not a, I got a great workout.
Oh, I would agree. You
know, it's like saying I had a great chat with the boys over at Starbucks this morning. You know, it's the same thing. Yeah, right.
They have a restaurant, salon, mm-hmm. pools, all this stuff. Right. And it's cool. Like you either want that or you don't. And we get so many clients from the village because they're not getting in shape. Right. The experience is okay. But one, it's way over the top expensive. I think it's like $2,000 down just to join, and then it's like whatever per month. And it's a general access gym, mm-hmm. and so they need the accountability and the stuff like that. But you know, we're not worried about them. We have our own experience here. We have our own thing here, and so when you have your own thing, when you create your own thing, nobody can touch you because they can't offer what you offer. And so that goes into proprietary names and mm-hmm. blends and, you know, all that stuff. But, guys, really the point of this show is take a deep look at your business. Make sure that you're over-delivering on all the other aspects other than the workouts. I mean, the given is that you have a great workout. That's the given. But make sure you do all the other stuff, and then you will win.
I think a good tell of that, too, would be retention.
Yeah, retention. I think
that's a good you know, spot to look. If you have troubles with retention, that's probably where your experience and you know is lacking, you know, because you've probably been focused on the workout or too small in that whole experience.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Go off and change lives, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye. All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.